I was on the radio physics staff from middle of 1963 till spring of 1965. And for much of that time, I lived at Parkes. I guess that's because where the action was. I was a big user of telescope time. And being at Parkes, I could grab bits and pieces here and there of unscheduled telescope time. They were exciting years. I remember being at the telescope when John Bolton first heard about the detection of OH from Alan Barrett at MIT. And John and Brian Robinson worked furiously all day to modify a 21-centimeter receiver to work at 18 centimeters. As I recall, Bolton retuned the 21-centimeter dipole feed to 18 centimeters just using a hacksaw. I was the scheduled observer that night. And in order to look for OH at the galactic center, they threw me off the telescope. And I stood by and watched them. The chart record spewed out. And there was this little squiggle on the side of a steeply sloping baseline. They just assumed that the sloping baseline was an instrumental effect resulting from their hastily contrived receiver, and they rushed off a letter to Nature about their little squiggle, which they interpret as OH absorption. And I think I was so annoyed at being thrown off the telescope that I think I took a perverse pleasure when others pointed out later that the sloping baseline was actually the side of a steep OH absorption, which they had missed. But it was fun living at Parkes. I recall going out nights kangaroo hunting with Mark Price and others. And I remember going out with George Day with his water divining stick to look for a place to dig a well. We never caught any kangaroos. We never found any water, but still it was fun. When I was planning to leave Australia to return to the US in May of 1965, I found out that I was scheduled to observe in June, some weeks after I was due to leave. I didn't want to lose any telescope time. So as I remember, I found someone to trade time with so I could get my observations in before I left. I think it was Frank Gardner. I later learned that after I left, apparently at least two groups showed up in the telescope each in June, and each claiming that they had traded time with me. Now, I don't know if that story is really true. I don't remember it that way, but possibly it happened. Well, I'm really sorry that I can't be there in person to help celebrate, but please keep me in mind for the 65th.